lista para un viaje. ¡Vamos, muchachos! Venga conmigo a la tierra de la muerte.
Yeah!
We're going south at the border. Originally, I went down there, I admit it. I went down there to answer the call of Papa Nicagri. There's something about those Latinas, ay, caramba. They just drive me wild. I went down there to meet a couple of them Mexicali Sallies to satisfy that wild craving I had. Well, I got to liking it, and I got me a job down there, and I was working pretty good until one day, Mr. Monasquez came to see me.
He said, Señor Gringo, I heard that you are quite the Don Juan, that you like the Abo de Gaga. I said, well, Mr. Monasquez, whoever told you was speaking the truth. He said, well, maybe you could help me out with my daughter, Gertrudis. I said, what's up? He said, well, she is not the prettiest girl that you ever want to see. Here is her picture. I said, oh, God, please, Mr. Monasquez, not before lunch. What's your problem? He said, well, I know one day she will Abo de Gaga, and I just want to make sure she is treated with respect. I want to make sure that the first impression she gets will not last the whole life and ruin her for, you know, a family and love. So I was wondering, since you know so much about it, I wonder if I could pay you $500 and you could Abo de Gaga and leave her with a good impression. I said, well, I looked at the picture. I thought, oh, but then again, $500. I said, all right. He said, okay, you be. I said, don't you worry there, Mr. Menasquez. Gentle is my middle name. So sure enough, the pig was over about an hour later. After it was all said and done, he said, hey, did you have a nice time here, Trudy? She said, oh, Papa, it was wonderful. He was so nice to me. He was so tender. And the gringo was so thoughtful, too. I mean, he even put a brown paper bag over my head so the sun would not get in my eyes. I said, well, I better be running along here.
Grease, digging the grease. DC 101.
Come on, I was never that raw. Come on.